Objective. This study aims to answer whether there is a difference between moral cognitive education and moral action education on the responsibility of female students with a positive attitude towards academic cheating. Methods and materials. The research method was semi-experimental, with a pre-test, post-test and follow-up design with a control group. The statistical population of this study included all second-grade high school female students in Sari City who were studying in the academic year 2021 to 2022. The sample size was calculated to be 45 students using multi-stage cluster sampling. With random assignment, 15 students were allocated to experimental group A, 15 students to experimental group B, and 15 students to group C. The Nemati responsibility questionnaire was used. Four data analysis, descriptive statistics, and inferential statistics were performed using SPSS version 24. Findings. According to the results obtained from Chapter 4, in the variables of self-management, discipline, lawfulness, conscientiousness, organization, and progressiveness, no significant difference was observed between the moral cognitive education group and the moral action education group throughout the study. The difference was significant between the control group with moral cognitive education and the control with moral action education. However, in the variable of trustworthiness, a significant difference was observed between the moral cognitive education group and the moral action education group throughout the study. Conclusion: moral cognitive education and moral action education had an impact on the responsibility of female students with a positive attitude towards academic cheating and led to a high level of responsibility among students.